the big controversy on campus really stemmed from the fact that USF wasn't getting very much funding out of the legislature, not as much as people anticipated. We weren't doing well against the FSUs and Floridas, and so a lot of the faculty thought, well, let's not go the football route, because let's work on getting more money for the programs and the facilities that we need here at USF. So my, how times have changed.
There was ferocious debate among academics at the school back in 1991 and 92. In November of 92, the Faculty Senate approved a resolution opposing bringing football to the campus. A review of editorials by the St. Petersburg Times reveals a deep-seated opposition at the time. One read, quote, "The business of our universities should be educating Florida's young people. With dollars scarce and budgets being cut, it is not the time to go forward with an idea as expensive and risky as football." The tension between academics and major athletic programs has raged for decades on college campuses. Ernest Hooper is a columnist with the St. Petersburg Times. He also covered sports at the high school, collegiate, and pro level for many years before that. He also remembers the bitter debate at that time.
I think there was a fear that athletics and academics don't go together. And I think what's really interesting, I would say USF is kind of on the front end of this situation. They're just starting to reap the benefits of having a prominent athletic program. But when you look north to the University of Florida, which won a national championship in football earlier this year, there's some rancor and discourse among the professors there, because just like you said, they feel like athletics is taking on too high of a priority.
During the debate in the early 90s, critics said football would cost more than it's worth and would drain resources from academic programs. Supporters countered that it would enrich campus life and provide a cash resource among alumni. USF political science professor Susan McManus.
A lot of professors really are purists. They believe that the purpose of a university is, first and foremost, academics. And for sports to be competing with academics to them is something that they don't want to happen. But obviously the other viewpoint is that if you have particularly commuter school like USF was at the time, that sports, and particularly football, would give students a way to connect with the university, not just during their time at USF, but after they graduate and become important alum contributors.
The discussions about bringing a football program to the Fowler Avenue campus grew heated at times. Bonnie Yagidis is now the provost at Florida Gulf Coast University. In 1992, she was a social work professor at USF and cited a survey of campus rape reports that showed 90% implicated athletes are members of fraternities. Yagidis said at the time that research suggested high-pressure sports teams and fraternities helped create a rape culture on campus that needed to be further explored. Yagidis was in a meeting most of this afternoon at Florida Gulf Coast and unavailable for comment. Newspaper columnist Ernest Hooper says right now it's nirvana at USF. But if the school maintains a top 20 ranked program, such excesses that have hit so many other universities could trickle down to USF as well.
You know, whenever you are talking about a group of 85 young men, it's almost invariable that someone's going to get into trouble. Hopefully it won't be the kind of serious trouble, the kind of heinous crime that ends up on the front page of the paper. But they're going to be bumps along the road. There's going to be problems, and it's going to be interesting to see how the fervor we're experiencing today may change as the football team continues to be successful. I think the more success they have, the more the academic side is going to question the priorities.
On Thursday, the State Board of Governors unanimously voted to raise tuition at all state universities by 5% beginning next January. Currently, tuition at state schools is the lowest in the country. St. Pete Times columnist Ernest Hooper says the Times ran an op-ed earlier this year where a writer challenged University of Florida's football and basketball coaches, Urban Meyer and Billy Donovan, respectively, to actively work to try to raise fellow professors' salaries at UF. Hooper says that's a positive way to reduce tension between the athletic and academic departments at major universities.
And I thought that was a really interesting twist on the debate. And, you know, hopefully Jim Leavitt, the head coach at USF, will, use these opportunities, the increased spotlight, to help in some way with the academic side at USF. That's the way you stem this debate, is you get the people on the athletic side to actually share some of the success.
This morning, a rally for the USF Bulls was held in downtown Tampa, led by Mayor Pam Iorio. Tonight's game will be the first sellout ever at 65,000-seat Raymond James Stadium. WMF asked USF political science professor Susan McManus, an admitted football fan, if she could ever have imagined such success so soon.
No, it's just absolutely incredible. I can't tell you the enthusiasm of the students in my class who in the past maybe wouldn't have cared much about football, but it's the excitement that USF is going to be recognized nationally, not just in Florida. And it's just really exhilarating for students and faculty. And I think back to the days, I believe I was one of the first faculty to buy season football tickets. Of course, I come from a sports family. But I remember thinking at the time, well, I better get in on this now because I had a feeling that it's Florida and football is big in Florida and that someday USF might be right up there with the big guns, and so to speak, we are.